mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Our civilization is at a crossroads. Either we get our freedoms back and get control of our government, the technocracy that's in control of it, or we plunge figuratively into the sun and burn up, my friends. Our liberty's gone forever in a new dark age of total tyranny upon us. Dr. Dennis Cuddy for post-election analysis coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Daniel in Texas. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
Good.
Well, I just happened to be listening to Air America Radio last night, listening to one of the talking heads for the Democratic side of the bicephalous plutocracy. And they were going on and on and on about the electronic voting machines, and don't the Democrats understand that they can't do anything better, they can't organize better, they can't get the vote out any better, they got to get rid of the machine. And I couldn't get through on the line to put my two cents worth in, but back when they passed the Help America Vote Act, at the time, I got on the internet and looked up the roll call vote for the passage of the Help America Vote Act.
And it was written up by Chucky Schumer, signed by Bush. The Democrats voted for it.
Oh, yeah.
The Help America Vote Act was, what, $5 billion in funding to push these machines on the states?
Well, all the Democratic leadership was on board with the Help America Vote Act. And so anyone who wants to talk about, oh, the folks that are running ES&S and Sequoia and so forth, or look at their connections and look at their ties to the Carlyle Group and this and that and the other thing, well, any of us who are paying attention and fighting the New World Order have known that for a good while. But then to hear them complain about it as though the Democratic leadership in both the House and the Senate didn't support it is absurd.
Exactly, and it's the same thing over and over again. You'll go, man, John Kerry's doing this, but yeah, then you look, George Bush voted for it too, you know.
Sure.
No matter what subject it is, there's no difference.
Well, they like to pretend as though the Democratic leadership, including this fraud that ran for president as a Democrat, our skull and bones brother, as if he's unaware that the fraud and corruption in the electronic voting machines isn't there. He's as well aware of it as anyone. John Kerry was just as when they took the vote in October of 2002 to give this thug in the White House the authority to invade Iraq, John Kerry knew every bit as much as I did, and I sure knew it, and I'm not a senator, that everything that administration was telling our Senate and our House and our people of this country was a lie. There were no weapons. There were no connections between. I knew that, and I'm not a senator.
And Saddam had his Baathist security force hunting down al-Qaeda, and he gave speeches saying they were CIA.
Yep. And it's just incredible.
And again, I'm not for him, folks, but why did he know that? Because he was trained as an assassin in 54, put in as the head of Bath Security in 68, and then our government helped have a coup to make him the supreme leader in 1979, told him to invade Iran, told him to invade Kuwait. That's just the facts, folks.
Well, it's just interesting, Alex. All of the pundits and supporters of the Democratic head of the bicephalous plutocracy and the issues that they complain about, like the voting machines and going to war, that they just don't want to look at the facts.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you have the internet?
I do.
Write an article, email it to Paul Watson, just a one-pager. You're frustrated. You want to get this out to them. Write an article right now about this. Put some links or source, you know, the vote, because I did see the vote, and you're right. We'll post it, and a couple million people will read it. Why don't you go write that right now?
Thank you, Alex.
Will you do that?
I will.
Yeah, do it, and then email it to Paul Watson. There's a link to email webmaster at prisonplanet.com. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
He really is one of the most informed people concerning the history of the New World Order and their current operations and their architecture. George Bush yesterday in his victory speech talked about Karl Rove, the great architect, using Luciferian terminology. And I would call Dr. Cuddy a real conservative, kind of a paleo-conservative. I haven't had him on in about 6 months, and I had him on Monday for pre-election, and then now, of course, post-election. Dr. Cuddy, it's great to have you on with us, riding shotgun with us today. Of course, we've got some calls coming up in a few minutes. Leo, Bill, Amelia, everybody else is patiently holding. Dr. Cuddy, of course, author, lecturer, researcher, kind of in a thumbnail sketch, what does this election mean, looking at it here on November 4th?
Well, it means a continuation and actually speeding up of the plan of the power elite for the next 4 years. In a nutshell, that means a continuation of things like where we rejoin UNESCO to have all our children become, quote, citizens of the world, quote, and a whole agenda of the power elite.
Any observations of the election itself and then what the New World Order will look like if they get it completely in place? Obviously, we're already inside of it, but now they're putting in the drywalls and the fixtures.
I have to give like a 30-second history of the thing, though, to make it all fit.
No, take some time. I mean, go over it.
Okay.
Take 5 minutes.
Well, basically, what you had 100 years or so ago is Bush is a member of Skull and Bones, as his father and grandfather. And at that time, in the late 1800s, the powerful Whitney family, a lot of money, members of Skull and Bones, developed this plan whereby they would contribute to both parties heavily and then alternate power so that the stupid public thought they had a choice when they really didn't. And so come 1980, the way this thing would work out is, although Reagan was president, Henry Kissinger made a visit to Reagan just prior to his selecting a VP who was not going to be Bush, pardon, but he was sort of read the Riot Act, and when he picks Bush, of course, Bush, to a large extent, behind the scenes, was running things. Reagan wasn't totally out of it, but still, he was pretty much under the control then of the power elite, and that's why he stopped calling the Soviet Union the evil empire and got into deals like the Soviet-American Exchange Agreement and other other agreements like that. And so, but George H.W. Bush, the father of the current president, wanted to be president on his own, so he was and elected in 1988. However, come 1992, it's time for the alternation of power to kick in, and so the power elite basically tells former President Bush, look, you know, we need a Democratic president because we don't have trouble with Republicans, but we got to get enough Democrats in the House and Senate to pass NAFTA and GATT and so on, so we need a Democratic president. But don't worry, we'll have one of our boys there. It'll be Clinton, who's a Rhodes Scholar, whose scholarship after Cecil Rhodes, who had a secret society to, quote, take the government of the whole world. They work closely with Skull and Bones. In fact, they appoint common members, like Clinton appointed Winston Lord, who's both a member of Skull and Bones. So they work.
And by the way, all of these publications from these foundations and the Rhodes Scholarship and Cecil Rhodes letters and diaries and memoirs, they admit and state all this, and going back a few years, Bush and Reagan were enemies. Reagan was talking about, oh, he's a trilateralist, you know, he's a CFR member, and then really had more of a conservative agenda. But after he got shot and suddenly got that cold blood in that transfusion, things really changed, started sleeping a lot, and then Bush got himself put in as the head of this new anti-terror force over, really, the shadow government. But now let's fast forward back up to Bill Clinton, as you just done.
Well, before I fast forward, I want to pick up very briefly on what you just said about Reagan. I'm not saying that this is exactly what happened, but I will point out to your listeners that I include in my book how there's a patent, one of my books, how there's a patent back 30 years ago whereby they could remotely, they don't have to put the electrodes in the brains, but remotely alter your brain waves. So they've had that ability for a long time, and I noticed that not only Reagan, but Arafat, the Pope, and Gorbachev, all after they have sort of a hospital experience, come out changed. The Pope is now waiting, you know, around for a vision and so forth, so he's not as active as he used to be. Same thing with a number of people, so that's just something in the back of your mind. These people seem to change after they have this sort of hospital experience. But picking up on 1992, Clinton comes in and is able to persuade enough Democrats to support NAFTA and GATT and so forth. However, they have to make an agreement with George H.W. Bush that, you know, okay, so we're kicking you out basically after one term, but don't worry. Come year 2000, we'll have the alternation again, and we'll, you know, assure that your son, George W., can be president and for two terms. And the way we do that is the election of 2000 is close. That knocks out any very, very liberal or very conservative, you know, Buchanan types or whatever. So the public says, oh, my goodness, you know, in 2004, we can't go for those people. We have to just vote for these two. And then in 2004, of course, we can assure re-election by having another Skull and Bones member, John Kerry, be your opponent. And so, you know, we will control both. And what Kerry will do, basically, is not use at least two fundamental arguments which could win for him. For example, the two things that Bush has going for him is commander-in-chief after 9/11, and then the war in Iraq is a major part of his grand design for the world. And so what Kerry doesn't do is show, and I've shown this many times, how the attacks of 9/11 could have been easily prevented, even if you agree with what the administration says, they could still easily have prevented those attacks.
Well, the government admittedly went out and told FBI agents, don't stop these people.
Well, what I try to do is I have a lot of that in my book, September 11, Prior Knowledge and then Cover-Up. But what I try to do is, because I know there's a lot of skeptics on this, I say, look, even if you accept everything the administration says, even if you accept everything, it's still easily preventable in this sense. He gets the PDB on August 6th, and it says that bin Laden determined a strike in the U.S. They say, the administration, we still thought it was coming from overseas. And so the situation is this, whereby they think it's coming from overseas, but they know it could happen in the U.S., pardon. Now, if you, Alex Jones, or any of your listeners were president, and that's the situation, you'd say to yourself, well, if they strike at the U.S., where might they hit? Okay, World Trade Center comes to mind right off the bat because they already tried to blow it up in 93. Then you say, well, what if it's a truck bomb, sarin gas, what can we do? And then you say, what if there's an air attack? What you would not say is, well, nobody knew there would be hijacked planes used as missiles. What you would say is, if I don't know what's going to happen in terms of an air attack, I'll simply have Apache Longbow helicopters on standby alert in around New York City, World Trade Center. Pick up the phone if anything happens, helicopter attack, small plane, hijacked airline, doesn't matter. Within 2 minutes, the Apache's in the air by the World Trade Center, has 30-millimeter chain guns, rockets, and even missiles, and could easily have prevented the planes from hitting the buildings. That's what you and any of your listeners would have done. Very simple. Kerry doesn't bring that up. He refuses to bring that up. He also refuses to say and prove, as I did prior to the war in Iraq, that Saddam's strategy would actually be a guerrilla warfare and that he wanted us to get to Baghdad quickly, because only then would we get out of battle formation into smaller patrols where he could hit us with RPGs, roadside bombs. I tried to tell those people that. They wouldn't listen in the administration. Kerry once again refuses to say how there's been a loss of life.
Well, the Pentagon also told.
Originally they said, yeah, you need 300,000 troops because his father in the Gulf War needed 600,000 just to get Saddam out of Kuwait.
I thought Secretary White said 400,000.
There was a variance. The original general said 300, then the secretary says 400. It's somewhere in there. But the point is a lot more, because if you're going to police and provide security and close the borders for a whole nation, you can't do it with just the 150, roughly, thousand that they had. And so the point is, if you ask any military commander, if you miscalculate your enemy's strategy, is that going to cost lives? They'll say yes. So lives have been cost in Iraq. Lives have been cost with 9/11. Kerry did not put those points before the public in any strong way.
Well, now we have even more evidence, massive election fraud, Kerry obviously winning some states, having it stolen, and Kerry capitulates, he doesn't even fight it.
Also, I think, I don't have the figures, but if you look at the states that were close, Ralph Nader may have made the difference. And so, once again, you have that element behind it, sort of a safety valve to assure the loss of Kerry and have Bush in.
And then, of course, Ralph Nader, former top lawyer with Skull and Bones, his books published by Rupert Murdoch, promoted by Fox Television, and, of course, just many other examples.
So, anyway, that's my take on the election.
All right, when we come back, I want to get through some of these calls, Dr. Cuddy, and then I want to get back into what the New World Order's goal is, what type of planet this is going to be if they win, and then some of the solutions you see to fight this, and when you think we're going to have more terror attacks if we're going to have them. We've got about a minute left before break. What are some of the issues you want to talk about after we get back?
Well, the continuation that we're going to have all our children now be citizens of the world, that will further speed up the neocon agenda regarding Iran or Syria. In terms of economics, they'll try to move more greatly towards the free trade of the Americas, which is, we've already losing jobs under NAFTA GATT. We'll be even more open to Mexico's guest workers. Mental health screenings, continued No Child Left Behind, Patriot Two, Homeland Security, all of that stuff will be coming up.
And if you're against it, you're a liberal.
That's what they tell us.
Yes, if you're against the assault weapons ban, you're a liberal.
That's right, yeah.
So I'm a liberal. You're pretty liberal too, right, Dr. Petty?
I guess so.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
All right, let's go to some calls. Your chance to get involved on air with myself and Dr. Cuddy. Let's go ahead and talk to Leo in California. Leo, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you. I had a question. It wasn't related to this this hour.
Well, it's all interconnected. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Vaccines. Newer listener and would like to get some information. I got a 11-month-old infant and a little concerned, so wanted to get some information from my wife and myself. So if you can point me in some directions.
Number one, there's no law that you have to vaccinate that child.
Yep.
Number two, they have not taken the mercury out of many of the vaccines. They've actually increased it. Number three, we've caught them adding stuff, hormones that then bind with whatever the pathogen is that they're supposedly giving you an immunity for, that then attack key organs of the body, sterilizing, causing cerebral cortex damage. I mean, whether it's Warren Buffett or Prince Philip or Ted Turner or Jacques Cousteau or anybody in the New World Order, it's all about population control, these foundations, and then, oh, they're also always involved in wanting to vaccinate you and your child because they love you so much. Dr. Cuddy, I've never heard you comment on vaccines. Any comments?
Well, they're using a variety of means, and what you got to remember is when they come out with these studies saying there's no relationship, what they are not saying is the cumulative effect. In other words, they give you a vaccine, and they'll look at just one particular element and say, well, there's no relationship here. But what you have to remember is you have to add it all up. So the addition of mercury each time with each element, that's what causes the serious problem.
There's hundreds of studies, and I mean, everybody knows mercury isn't.
Can you point me to any information?
Pardon me?
Can you point me to a website or?
Yeah, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just type into the search engine vaccine mercury, and we have whole subsections on both the sites.
Okay. And then another question. Carl Rove, a friend of mine has been talking to me about Carl Rove. Would just like to get some insight on, it seems like Carl Rove is quite a bit linked to the Bushes and related to the Bushes.
Well, the globalists like to act like, you know, the Bush is in control and this is the mastermind. And certainly he comes out with the spin and the propaganda. But Karl Rove has been Bush's political operative and handler. You know, he even brags 20 years ago, you know, he knew Bush would be president. This is Dr. Cuddy said. This was set up, you know, decades ago for this to happen. Comments on Karl Rove?
Sure. There's an element. They have outreach to various, I mean, even the Catholic community. They have liaisons to be sure that this type of thing happens a long time ago. And like you were saying, it's planned a long time ago, and when you had asked me earlier about the Nazi sort of connection, remember that even prior to Hitler and prior to Cecil Rhodes, who, when the Nazis said we're developing a plan that would take place in two generations, would be the 90s, and people say, well, wait a minute, the 90s, that's Bill Clinton. You have to remember that predating these people, Hitler, for example, Skull and Bones had swastikas in there, and their tomb, as they call it, at Yale, and Cecil Rhodes' people also had it. Rudyard Kipling, the famous author, was a Rhodes Trust member, and if you look at, you just go to your library and look at his early books, and you'll see swastikas on his early books. This is an elitist symbol. So this is all part of an elitist plan that predated Hitler and is used by both the Clinton leftist types and the right-wing Skull and Bones types.
Yeah, I've actually got several of the Bohemian Grove Annals from the 80s, and even one from 1915, and on the cover is a swastika.
Yeah, and the Satanist, too, Ambrose Bierce, back in the 1880s with his satanic Bible. He sort of was one of the beginners of Bohemian Grove.
Yeah, so, again, they created Hitler. He didn't create them. He was a wind-up toy. Does that answer your question, Liam?
Yep. And then how about another one? A friend of mine go to church with is in the FBI, suggesting talking to him with regards to FBI involvement and stuff like that. How would you suggest going about something like that?
Well, I'd say, gee, I know a lot of you guys and girls are great people, but certainly you know about Boston where the FBI has been caught running murder for hire. What about the higher-ups, you know, in Waco and stuff? Here's a video, 9/11, the Road to Tyranny. Will you watch it and tell me what you think? I mean, that's something you can do, but thanks for the call. How would you approach an FBI agent, Dr. Cuddy?
Well, I know FBI agents, you have to approach them very carefully because if they're a good guy, they're still in the position of saying, well, you know, my boss upstairs maybe blew it on 9/11, and so there's only so much the lower echelons can do. Even David Shippers was trying to, you know, tell them about lower Manhattan, and as you have on your videos, many examples of how the FBI could have stopped 9/11 but didn't. So you have to be very tactful, and like you said, here's a video, watch it, let me know what you think.
All right, folks, we'll be right back after this quick break, and we'll talk to Bill and Amelia and just many, many others that are patiently holding, and of course, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years. Proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to get more into this whole Nazi connection, Nazi background, because we're talking about a satanic society, a German death cult, and this is just historical fact. Explain why they're so enamored with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, why the mainstream media could ignore him saying he admires Hitler and he's posing for gay porno mags and making people get on their knees on movie sets and calling them dogs. I mean, he's their type of guy. We'll be talking about that with Dr. Dennis Cutting and, of course, your calls here in just a few minutes. But Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, back on air with us. I'm honored to have her with us. There's ways to take control of your life. I mean, last week I read several different scientific reports on air where you microwave water and then seeds won't sprout with microwave water, but they will right next to it with non-microwave. Why is that? It breaks up all the mineral structures and puts it in molecular lines and configurations that are not inducive to life, and it causes a molecular friction that produces compounds that are carcinogenic. So stop microwaving. The food tastes better instead of throwing the macaroni and cheese entree into the microwave and get it in 4 minutes, put it in the oven for 25, and it tastes a lot better. My point is, you go, what does it have to do with water filters? It's just everything. If you're going to have a cell phone, get the wireless system where you have the wireless earpiece, because the wire going to it will also channel that transmission, that microwave, right into your head. And now there's got to be 100 studies showing it's causing all these bizarre brain tumors. I mean, I really get a thrill. It does my soul good to sit here and give you public service announcements, you know, real announcements that aren't tattle on your neighbor if they're having some problems between themselves. Or does your neighbor smoke pot? Call a SWAT team so we can put them in a prison built and run by drug dealers. I get a thrill off warning people about real things. And an area where you can really take control of your life, not just not having a cell phone up to your head or not microwaving food, is also water. Your body is 70% water, just like the earth is 70% water. Weird how the Lord works. That is the surface of it. And you need to get high-quality purification systems, because a lot of the filters just cut out bad taste. And I don't want to go into all the stuff that's in the water supply, but dead bacteria, if you're lucky and they're dead, the sodium fluoride, just the herbicides, the pesticides, all of it. If you care about your family, you need to get one of these filters, or at least a good filtration system. And by the way, this one's made in America. The cheap Indian knockoffs of the British Birkfeld line of filters and the American-made Black Berkey elements cost about the same as the Indian knockoffs, which are pieces of junk. And there's also Chinese knockoffs. So it's made in America. It's high quality, and it supports this broadcast. They are the big sponsor that supports our international outreach with the shortwave. Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me. And I did want to say nothing makes me happier than when people call me and tell me how much they love their Berkey. And it happens all the time. You know, it's taking control of your life and what you're putting in your body is such an important issue.
Well,
and I
Debbie,
love that you bring that out to people.
Well, Debbie, I get calls all the time of people who go, I'll pay all this money to pitch my magic cream or my super magic machine that'll heal you. And I go, no way. You know, there's not enough gold in the hills. But I feel good pitching high-quality, storable foods, pitching videos and books that wake people up. I feel good pitching water filters.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels good.
The same thing with me working here. I mean, I don't know, most of the customers who've been calling me since the beginning, they'll say, are you the same person I talked to in 1999? And I say, yes, it's me. And it's great to work for a company that you're not embarrassed to work for, or that you don't feel guilty, that you can look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know, I work for a great company with a great product. And Berkey's really are a great product.
Well, they are. You got a couple big specials going right now. Folks, you've already got a Berkey. They got British Berkeys. They got Berkey Lights with the black element, even more powerful, made here in America. And they've got the sports bottles and just this whole system. They're great gifts. What you get, 5 sports bottles for $99. Now, they just clean up the water, cut out the really dangerous stuff, make pond, creek, lake water safe to drink. They do 600 and some refills. They're not the purifier that cuts it all out. That's $199 and does tens of thousands of gallons and doesn't have any working parts, moving parts. It takes about 2 minutes to put together. You get a free gift when you get that, a lot of different survival items and material. You've got it with the built-in LEDs for $259 with 2 free gifts. But even if you already have this system and you were impressed with it, what, I just bought 2 more from you, Debbie, a few months ago and gave them to one to a friend and one to some family. I mean, I give a couple of these a year as gifts around the holidays. It's now time to do this, folks. This is a very important gift you can give somebody. And also in the card, maybe you should give them the scientific studies on microwaves and on cell phones. You know, that's the type of gift for somebody who really loves their family. Here's the toll-free number to give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438, 1-888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com and tell them it's the Alex Jones special and which free gift you want, 888-803-4438. And if you call and you get a voice recording, the lines are filled, leave your name and number, Debbie will call you right back, 888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Bye.
You're awesome. Give Debbie a call, folks. Let's bring Dr. Cuddy back up. Thanks for holding during that little 3 or 4 minute plug. But, I mean, this is important, Dr. Cuddy. I mean, I didn't put you up to this. I know what you're going to say. Do you think it's important to filter your water, doctor?
Yes, for a variety. I mean, it's, sometimes it's more difficult to fluoride and chlorine and so forth. But, yeah, you do need to.
Well, this filter has a system that does cut that out, by the way.
Right.
Most filters do not cut out chlorine or fluoride.
Right.
Oh, boy. All right, before we go back to these calls, let's go back to the occult history. I mean, we know that a couple hundred years ago the Illuminati's formed, but we know that it was really just an offshoot of the mystery religions, and then this grows into Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, the swastikas, a Germanic cult, and then it leads into the modern day, but then there's kind of this front of, oh, really, it's Zionist, but when you look behind it, it's not. It's a pack of Nazis who are obsessed with Germanic, Druidic rituals. I mean, give us the world view on this.
Sure. As you said, you have, it goes way back. I mean, you can go way back through the Knights Templar on back. But picking up around a couple hundred years ago, you have the Illuminati, and they disperse from Bavaria to form the Parisian Outlaws League, and then the League of the Just, and who pays Karl Marx, and so forth. And so Skull and Bones comes out of this German University Corps background in 1832 with Taft and Alonzo Taft and others, and Daniel Coit Gilman, who becomes president of Harvard and selects G. Stanley Hall, who is John Dewey's mentor, and John Dewey is basically the father of progressive education we have today. So there's this network that forms. Now, what's important to remember is that people like George Bush or Bill Clinton are pawns. They're sort of fronts for what we call, or I call, the power elite. And there's a dialectical process at work. So on the left side, you have Rowan Gaither, head of the Ford Foundation. You mentioned foundations earlier, telling Norman Dodd that they're under directives from the White House to sue alter life in America, so there's a comfortable merger with the Soviet Union. He's followed by CFR member Lincoln Bloomfield, who said if the communist threat were greatly abated, the West would lose whatever incentive it has for world government. And then in the 1990s, of course, I have a letter signed by Clinton, White House stationery supporting world government. So you have this sort of left end of this dialectic. On the right end, you have what we've come to know as the Nazis, but actually he was predated by these occultists, Madame Blavatsky's secret doctrine, Hitler kept by his bed. She's into Luciferianism, the swastika. Annie Besant, who is her successor, used to wear a little swastika around her neck. I have a picture of hers. It's an ugly picture, just like Blavatsky. They're not what you call nice-looking people. But anyway, Besant is her successor, and I have some of the early images of their Lucifer magazine with this little angel line on the cover, and they're followed by Alice Bailey, whose first works are by Lucifer Publishing, and Alice talks a lot about we need a, quote, new world order, quote, with, quote, points of light, quote, connected to service, if you've heard that somewhere, and then they change the name to Lucis Trust, which then becomes in charge of the UN's meditation room, and so they're heavily into the UN.
But I thought George Bush and his daddy are good Christians. I mean, sure, they go to a tomb, and they have swastikas, and they get in coffins, but that's part of, you know, Christianity, I guess. I mean, fantastic. And then 1,000 points of light and all this. And
yeah.
So do
good Christians also, when the video camera's on them after the Boston Red Sox win, flash the middle finger? I don't think that's what good Christians usually do. So what you got to do is pay attention not to the facade, but to actually what they do, like appointing homosexuals to be key ambassador positions and so forth. Watch what they do. Do they also gear up again with UNESCO, which we had left, even though UNESCO is, according to their first director general, Julian Huxley, a Fabian socialist, are into eugenics and world government. You know, UNESCO has a real, I mean, UNESCO is works with various groups, and I can point to it in some of my articles, where they're hooked up with programs that support prostitution and abortion on demand around the world and all kinds of nasties. The UNESCO is not a nice outfit. So we've rejoined them, and so that's I don't think what nice people do either. But getting back to the Nazi element of it, so Hitler picks up on that, and they have a plan. And I'll run through this, take a couple of minutes, but it's
well,
important.
Let me stop you before you do that. This is from my book, but this is right out of the UNESCO publication. Even though it is quite true that any radical eugenic policy will be for many years politically and psychologically impossible, it will be important for UNESCO to see that the eugenic problem is examined with the greatest care, and that the public mind is informed of the issues at stake so that much that is now unthinkable may at least become thinkable. Sir Julian Huxley, first Director General of UNESCO, 1946-1948. And then I want to read this quote, Professor Carol Quigley, from his published book. This is Bill Clinton's mentor, head of political science, Georgetown University, 1966. There does exist and has existed for a generation an international network which operates to some extent in the way the radical right believes the communists act. In fact, this network, which we may identify as the Roundtable Group, has no aversion to cooperating with communists or any other groups and frequently does so. I know of the operations of this network because I was studied it for 20 years and was permitted for 2 years in the early 60s to examine its papers and secret records. I have no aversion to it or most of its aims and have for much of my life been close to it and many of its instruments. I have objected, both in the past and recently, to a few of its policies, but in general my chief difference is, of opinion is that it wishes to remain unknown, and I believe its role in history is significant enough to be known.
That's exactly right. There's from the 2 years of secret records, I've been able to refer to them, some of them myself. A friend of mine went to Mrs. Quigley upon Professor Quigley's death and purchased the documents that he had, and I've gotten hold of them. They're rather rather revealing. In fact, I have the tape of the interview that he did with the Washington Post reporter, who, and Quigley tells him, cut off the tape. About four times he's telling him, cut off the tape, because he doesn't want certain things known. And then the Washington Post published an article, and they titled it, The Professor Who Knew Too Much. And so Quigley was onto something, and if you ever get a chance to look at some of those secret records, they're very revealing. In terms of the Nazi plan, basically, this will take a couple of minutes, but it's important because, like I said, it's a dialectic, and so you have the left side, but then you have the right side, and Hitler picked up on the swastika and the occultism and so forth from Madame Blavatsky, and so what you have is Sumner Wells, CFR member, high-level government official in 1944, writing The Time for Decision. It's the name of his book. You can go get it at your library, and in there he's saying that this will be in Chapter 9. He's talking about the German general staff, and he said it, quote, made detailed plans for a later renewal of its attempt to dominate the world when the favorable moment arrives, perhaps two generations from now. Now, remember, they're not expecting a Hitlerian military victory. This is another plan early on, way at the beginning of the war. That would be in the 1990s. Wells goes on to say, quote, half of the mechanism is secret and will so remain, quote. And then he goes on, and I'll have to read this. So this will take 1 minute. He says, it involves the theory of, quote, indirect complicity in three principal ways. A, it will try to create doubts among the people of each country as to the ability, integrity, wisdom, or loyalty of their leading statesmen. B, in critical moments, it will attempt to paralyze or to diminish the capacity for cool thinking by the people as a whole. And C, it will search each country for men who, through ambition, vanity, or personal interest, will be disposed to serve the causes. Agents of the German general staff have already been naturalized. Now remember, this is a couple of years before the end of the war. Already been naturalized, usually in two successive countries, so that their future activities will be less suspect. The majority of them are being trained to appear as men of large commercial or financial interest. Over a period of years, gaining a controlling influence in labor unions, banking world, chambers of commerce, and through these channels, an indirect influence in the press. When the right time comes, stimulate internal dissension sufficiently to destroy the morale of the people in those countries marked as victims, end quote. And then I go on and give a couple examples. Everybody knows Kurt Waldheim, but probably less known is one of these Nazis who went underground in 1941 to Switzerland and then wound up around 1970 as head of Interpol, a strategically key position to monitor what Alex Jones, Dennis Cuddy, and everybody in the world is doing as head of Interpol.
And that's now hooked into the Total Information Awareness Network.
Right. So this is the right side of the dialectic. The Nazi plan, after two generations right now, and this was before Hitler was anywhere near losing militarily, they had this
plan. And
then
meanwhile, right through the 50s, the Bushes are busy getting the Nazi money out. Then they link up with Arnold Schwarzenegger decades later, and Arnold is constantly going and meeting with heads of parliament, going and meeting with the prime ministers, going and meeting, campaigning for Austrian leaders. Then he's meeting with the Rothschilds, Warren Buffett, and he's a Bohemian Grove member. It's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, I forget the guy's name. I wish I could remember it. When I was last doing, not the other day, but before, there was a German general, and he was from the same, maybe I'll remember, he was from the same town as Arnold's father.
Yeah, Graz.
A Nazi. And every time somebody brings this general up, something, you know, bad happens to them because there's some sort of connection. But basically, the Bushes and the money end of it works like this. Now remember, you have the Rockefeller end of the banking effort promoting the Soviet Union and their buildup. But in terms of the Nazis, probably one of the leading financiers of Hitler was Fritz Thyssen. He was a steel magnate over in Germany.
Yeah, most of the elevators you're in will say ThyssenKrupp. Yeah.
Yeah, they will. And what he did was he had a number of banking interests, and one in particular was the bank Wohlhandel an Schifffahrt, if I pronounced that right, and they controlled something called Union Banking Corporation of New York, and a bunch of Skull and Bones members were directors of that, including Prescott Sheldon Bush.
When we get back, we'll finish up with this, and I promise get to all of you patiently holding, and much more as we talk to Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. And don't forget Infowars.net relaunched.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, Bill and Amelia and Denise, Chris, and everybody else that's patiently holding, your calls are coming up here. We're going to have wide open phones coming up the next hour, just 5 minutes away. Just briefly here before Dr. Dennis Cuddy leaves us and finish up with his Nazi discussion, that arm of the New World Order, really the occult Luciferian subarm of it. I've made 11 films. The 11th film is out. It's American Dictators, documenting the stage election of 2004. The whole Skull and Bones connection, it's all in there. and it's $19.95. Each additional DVD is $5.95 to give as gifts. I'm also offering that same deal when you buy one copy of Road to Tyranny, each additional $5.95. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, look at all the new specials, and to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cards, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Please call, get them, give them as gifts, wake people up, 1-888-253-3139. Dr. Cuddy, in closing, tell us about some of your books and how folks get them, and then the end of the Nazi discussion, and what some solutions are, and what life will be like under the New World Order.
That's a pretty big charge for 5 minutes.
I know.
The books are Cover Up is the latest one. The earlier ones are Secret Records Revealed, The Globalist, Now is the Dawning of the New Age, New World Order. I got one on the NEA, Grab for Power, and through the Road to Socialism and the New World, all kinds of books. The number, toll-free, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And what you will have in place when the New World Order comes about is they try coercively, rather than, knock your door down tomorrow, they try to coerce you by creating crises, situations where you're more willing to accept, say, Patriot Act 2, so forth and so on. 2 points. Economically, by the year 2018, you'll have the Phoenix. That's the One World Monetary Unit, no dollars, no euros, whatever. That was on the cover of the Economist magazine some years ago, 2018. And the New World Religion will be finally, according to Alice Bailey's timetable, by 2025. So we've got a little time to try and wake up the people. It's moving faster and faster. In terms of solutions, I always advocate prayer to God. I'm a Christian. But then we need to get off of our posteriors and organize at the grassroots level to resist these people, because that's where they pick their minions. They get them at an early stage, then fund them and so move them up the ladder so they control your choice. That's why your choice this time was between two Skull and Bones members. If enough Christians actually got organized at the grassroots level, we could literally end any. We could end abortion, whatever you want. We could take control.
But they're too busy worshiping Bush being compromised.
That's the psychological mechanism that Tavistock called the theory of social turbulence, where they have people go into psychological retreat by throwing crises at them. That's why I say you have these crises thrown. The next terrorist attack could be along that venue. I think Osama's videotape was actually a coded message. It makes no sense unless you look at it as a code that regardless of who wins, Curry or Bush, Al-Qaeda will not direct it specifically. He's telling his cells not to look for a direct message, and they're in each state. That's why I use that term, each state.
Life under the New World Order, if they win, though, will just be global one-child policy, forced drugging, mass exterminations?
Eventually, but they're trying to use coercive mechanisms to get the public conditioned. So like Orwell said, you will come to love Big Brother. That's what they want to change your mindset to accept that.
And once they use terror to get the straitjacket on financially, psychologically, spiritually, then they can have their total New World Order tyranny.
And in fact, their real goal is that you'll just accept it. I mean, you will be so conditioned that you accept government control as, well, this is our only alternative. Otherwise, we'll just have nuclear war and so forth. So the people like sheep, as de Tocqueville warned us in some of his writings, Democracy in America, that's what we will become. That's the elitist plan to take us over and make us like a bunch of sheep.
All right, give that number again to get your books.
1-800-544-8927.
And you also write for
newswithviews.com. I have a series of articles about mental health screening and other things.
All right. Dr. Cuddy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Third hour straight ahead. Your calls, a lot of news.